Hey guys, welcome to VLTV. I have a special guest for you here today. Allow me to introduce you to Sasha Stone. Sasha is an activist, a filmmaker, a publisher, and speaker. He's the founder of Humanitad, New Earth Project, and the International Tribunal for Natural Justice. He's also a wealth of knowledge and has been speaking out against 5G. I have brought him on today, and we are going to find out everything he knows about 5G / the coronavirus. Hey, Sasha, welcome to the show.
Hi, Angie. A very propitious day to be meeting with you here in Bali in Indonesia. We've just received the notice from the governor's office that we're in lockdown. There's no movement on the island or in Indonesia, effectively. I was attending the coronation of celebration of one of the sultans in 3 days' time in Java on the mainland, and even that was cancelled, and that's been planned for a very, very long time. So yeah, we're in the throes of the pandemic, deep state detox pandemonium.
Yeah, absolutely. So you bring up the deep state. Tell me what your thoughts are about coronavirus then.
I think it's, from what I can analyze from my vantage point here in the tropical jungle, is, and obviously in contact with some sources, is that it is a perfect smokescreen for a deep state detox, which is how what I would call it. A very necessary and needful process, which those of us somewhat in the know have been waiting on for a very long time now, for some years in point of fact. So for someone like me, a 22-year-old veteran, frontline activist and researcher, I'm not a strict researcher, but I've been involved in these areas of focus. This to me is a very enlivening period of time, and I'm very excited by what we're seeing. But I honestly urge people to shut their eyes and withdraw from the mania, which is very engineered, and to actually plumb into the depths of what you truly feel is happening in the world at this time. And I'm certain in my own mind, in my own heart, that what I'm feeling is a deep and profound awakening to the pulse of Homo sapiens as we move into a higher expression. A higher chapter of our civilizational expression, put it that way. So a deep state detox under the smokescreen of an engineered, somewhat innocuous virus, which by best accounts is not much worse than a household flu. That to me is a very clever way of the so-called white hats engineering a scenario which forces the world into a slowdown at every level so that they can begin the process of getting paramilitary forces and SWAT teams onto the streets of towns, cities, villages all around the world, and cherry picking probably over 500,000 operatives, bad actors who need to be removed from their positions, whether it's in the banking fraternity or bankster fraternity, should I say, or the diplomatic political domain. The academia, entertainment complex, and so on. What we all know, do we not, is that we're living through the time of tribulation, and that we are living in a world polluted by information, disinformation, and double disinformation, coupled to highly weaponized media and academia. The pornography of trivia prevails around all of that, where the Kardashians take preeminence, no disrespect to those delightful women, but they take preeminence over really serious stuff like human trafficking and ritual satanic abuse, which underpins our civilization. The 5G threat, which is our seminal conversation, of course, being arguably the gravest stealth attack against humanity, weaponization of the air, weaponization of the biosphere. So that's what brings you and I together in a conversation. But the corona thing to me is a good thing. And again, we could study the etymology of the word. We could study the syntax of what's being put out there right now by the articulated governance. infrastructure, meaning to say what's issuing from the Pentagon, the World Health Organization, and so on. And what I think we're seeing is a controlled demolition of the deep state. And I think we're going to see a very, very different world emerge in 30 to 45 days from now. And I praise God for that.
Well, okay, so you guys are on lockdown. What? So you're not supposed to be leaving your homes, I'm assuming?
We just heard that there's no public gatherings, which for us is a bit of a bitch because we're all about public gatherings here at the New Earth Haven. We were just yesterday, I was with the high priest of Bali and some of the trans priests in his retinue at his home for a private meeting for about 5 hours. Interestingly enough, some of the priests went into trance and corroborated much of what I was saying to the high priest, which is what I'm saying here. We'll see what we see in the coming days. I just know that the governor here takes orders from Jakarta. Jakarta takes orders from Central Command, which is probably connected to NATO, the UN, World Health Organization, mm-hmm. Pentagon, so on.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm also, some information's trickling down about arrest and different things, which aligns with what you were saying. Can any of this be substantiated? Can I look anywhere to find arrests or anything like that at this point?
Yeah, well, technically speaking, one is supposed to be able to go onto .gov.gov in your country and study what's in the public domain issuing from your central government, State Department. But I don't know if they're also in a state of kind of quasi-martial law lockdown and controlling the flow of information. One imagines that they are.
Yeah.
I think, again, Angie, this is why I said at the beginning of this discussion that the single most important thing I believe we could be doing, and the most responsible, incidentally, is to withdraw into the sanctity of our true self, selves, and plumb into the vibral pulse of the earth and of humanity. What do we feel? What is emerging in the gut, the psionic center? Because that is the thing that is going to be speaking the highest truth in a time of tribulation, a time of engineered pandemonium. I know that I certainly listen to that barometer, and I'm feeling very, very good about everything. I don't know that we can believe too much about anything that's coming onto the airwaves from articulated media, but for sure, when we're seeing through social media, we're seeing a lot of claims come out in the last 24 hours that people in the United States, students, are waking up to the erasure of debt and that their debts have been wiped out. And many of them are publishing this openly on social media. I think it would be particularly cruel and pernicious if trolls were out doing that. So I'm inclined to believe some of the memes that I'm seeing emerge telling that particular story. The sources I've relied on for the last few years connected to the RESET, the National Economic, Social and Reform Act, and GESAR, the Global Economic, Social and Reform Act, those sources are all twittering back to me in our closed networks, and it would appear that there are very real signs of the early onset National and Global Economic, Social and Reform Act. Now, that is particularly exciting. It's something which I have also been speaking to for well over a decade, largely because I met the woman who was essentially ushering that process in, the American woman known as the Dove, that was her code name. I think I met her over 15 years ago. I'm not even sure if she's alive now. I know she disappeared completely off the face of the earth shortly after I last saw her, when she flew into Heathrow to meet me in London many, many years ago, myself and a couple of my trustees. So she, at that time, about 15 years ago, educated me to the National Economic, Social and Reform Act, and that global reset that was coming. One way or the other, it was coming down the pipe. We didn't know when. At that time, I recall in that meeting that she, which was in Heathrow Airport, she wouldn't leave the airport to come into the United Kingdom, and she flew off directly after the meeting. But I remember that the Dove unfurled these very large satellite images that she'd brought in to show me, which were at that time demonstrating the FEMA camps, the Federal Emergency Management Agency camps that were being deployed, built up all around the United States. The largest one being in Fairbanks, Alaska, which I think at that time could take 1 million prisoners. Wow. Now, if indeed it's taken 15 years for the counter coup against the deep state to be engineered by the white hats in the basement, and that would be an Earth Alliance, of course, between Vladimir Putin, Donald Trump, and a few other more enlightened world leaders. And frankly, I couldn't give a fig about what the liberal intellectuals are going to be saying to that commentary. They've been getting it so wrong for so long, they can tie themselves into a knot. They're going to hate me for that anyway. You know what I'm talking about.
Yes,
the point, the point is, an Earth Alliance has quite obviously been engineered. And I'm not just talking about... I'm not just talking about temporal agencies in the world having negotiated a position where they begin to articulate a counter coup against a Luciferian, Kabbalistic, Lurian, Sabbatean agenda. Sorry to use such fancy words, but they are the correct terms. We're talking about articulated Luciferianism, Satanism, dressed up as globalism, dressed up as egalitarianism. We are now, I think, seeing a departure from all of that. And this Corona 5G is the perfect cover story. I'm not sure with any degree of accuracy what the connection between 5G and Corona outbreak is, except for what we've seen and what we've read variously. And if we're to believe the fact that 5G was deployed in a test bed scenario in the Wuhan district in China, more or less a month before the pandemic broke out, that wouldn't be surprising. And that's because the 5G, as my film 5G Apocalypse clearly illustrates and demonstrates, 5G is weaponized in such a way that it essentially depletes the autoimmune system of all living ecosystems.
Right.
That being said, had they deployed 5G in Wuhan province a month before, all the ecosystems, mammals, plants, soil, air, and water, microbiome, would have been depleted in its autoimmunity. So it would be natural that would be the perfect place to plant a canister of a bacterium and allow for a pandemic to issue from that place. And then one imagines that canisters were placed in multiple spots around the world, not to kill off the world's population, but to trigger and catalyze an engineered pandemic so that they could begin this process of slowing down the world to a standstill whilst a reset was engineered and a takedown again of the deep state bad actors.
Wow. That goes pretty deep. I I've been trying to put it together, but like you said, there's so much misinformation out there, and directly opposing information that I'm just, you know, trying to read and find everything I can and put two and two together. So it's so refreshing to have you on to try to, you know, help me go through some of that stuff.
And it's also interesting, of course, to look at the word, as I said earlier, to study the etymology and the syntax connected to the use of COVID and corona. Corona being the sun or the halo that emanates from the sun, and the emanation of light, which could be seen as false light, which is Luciferianism, the takedown of Luciferianism, which has clearly, since the Vatican complex became fully weaponized 400 or 500 years ago, and the global engineered sacrifice of innocence and harvest of humanity, and initializing of war, disease, and poverty as the standards by which this entire existence is conducted. That has all been really a four to five hundred year cycle, the nine gates of hell, and that corresponds to some very big galactic cycles and so on. The day that Hernan Cortez landed in Mexico was the day that the gates of hell opened, and it closed in 1987 in I think it was August 17th with the harmonic convergence, which was a beautiful event that saw shaman and medicine man from Papua New Guinea to Alaska standing up at midday and saluting the sun. No one knew why that was happening. All around the world, that happened in 1987. The harmonic convergence was a natural awakening at the animist shamanic level. All the flame keepers and wisdom keepers around the world in thousands of tribes and communities were aware that that was the closing of the great Nine Gates of Hell cycle. And essentially between that date, 87 and 2012, was then a kind of cleanup. And then 2012 to now, we've seen an exponential shift in the dynamic, the civilizational dynamic. And of course, we've had to factor in the most diabolical Babylonian dream spells in the meantime, shock tactics, and engineered false flag events, which have been, like 9/11, of course, designed to catalyze in the gestalt tremendous civilizational trauma in order to throw us back into the Stone Age psycho-emotionally to prevent that awakening that is naturally written into the coding of light that is bombarding our planet subsequent to the closing of the Nine Gates of Hell. I mean, I would love to go into a three-hour discourse on the subject and really talk about it, but suffice to say, the geometry of now is absolutely perfect.
Yeah, we've discussed 2012 quite a lot, and I definitely feel like that was where I started seeing more people awaken and so many different changes take place.
Without a doubt, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So do you feel that the coronavirus, do you think it's a real thing? Do you think people are really getting sick? It was planted, or do you think it's simply a cover-up?
No. I suspect that it's cleverly, and I think beneficially engineered scenario to create the necessary smokescreen beneath which or behind which this deep state takedown can happen in a quiet way, mitigating public panic and market crashing. Because if SWAT teams were arresting people in their offices in Wall Street and in parliaments all around the world and in corporate headquarters and so on, and in the churches and the mosques and the synagogues, well, there would be absolute pandemonium, panic, maelstrom panic. And that would cause conflation of even further panic. And that ultimately leads to things like when you tip the scales, you know, at worst, thermonuclear bombs going off. But the point being, the way I'm seeing it being engineered, if indeed I'm right about this, it is a soft landing. It's a soft demolition of the deep state. And I think very brilliantly conceived planning, frankly.
Yes, I'm very anxious to see how this plays out.
Well, look, if 7 billion people are being effectively invited to self-quarantine, that is not martial law. That's a very innocuous and polite way of the super state saying, oi, stay indoors. Look, be clear about this. Mass shootings at schools, false flag events are engineered by the Sabbatean, Lurian, Luciferian, globalist, Kabbalists. That has been going on an awful long time. And they always rely at times like this, leading up to the US elections, one imagines that there would be a lot of nasty stuff being planned by Gladio. If no one knows what Operation Gladio is, just Google it, study up on it. I've spoken about it for, I think, over 10 years. Folks like David Icke have been speaking to it about a great deal longer. But Operation Gladio is the fifth column, a standing army of Sabbateans, of assassins, that has been in place as a supranational echelon of assassins, of jackals, of killers, of saboteurs and provocateurs, who's heavily financed by black operations budgets. And they're in all nations, connected to the compartmentalized echelon in intelligence and military networks all around the world, also centrally controlled by a Luciferian cabal operating essentially through elements within the U.S. Treasury, Federal Reserve, Crown of England, United Nations, and Vatican complex. And again, highly compartmentalized, hubs of evildoers in those institutions. That is not to condemn the Vatican, the Crown of England, and the banking institutions wholesale, but to say that they have been articulated through those infrastructures by highly deviant echelon.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Well, shall we discuss a little bit about then, I know coronavirus is on the forefront of everybody's mind right now. That's all you hear about. But let's get a little bit into 5G. And I know I would call you an expert at 5G. I mean, you did a movie about it and everything. Can you just tell people why there should be a little bit of concern about that rolling out?
Well, yes, there's two things. In the first instance, you're very gracious, but I'm absolutely not an expert, and I need to caveat that right here. I'm an opportunist, and I'm an activist, and I care deeply about the planet and about people, and I care about truth saying. I care about right action. And I care about natural justice more than anything else in the world. So that's my interest in co-opting and running with the 5G story a year ago, because I sensed that it was the thing, the stealth weapon of choice by the Sabbatean echelon globally that would be brought to bear in order to bring about global depopulation and also to engineer havoc. If you factor what we've learned from a scientific perspective about the capacity of the weaponized 5G frequency set to be able to dial in using 5G saturation, you can effectively see everything and everyone all at the same time. So you're talking about weaponizing air, being able to then tap into that using LED capacitors built into LED light bulbs and into money, into the holograms in money all around the world. There's all sorts of ways that the stealth capacitance has been built into the normal architecture of our lives without us even knowing it. Yeah. So when the 5G signal goes live, boom, they have a capacity to dial in and see you in your home, in your bedroom, in your bathroom, and to also be able to tag you. And more than that, to be able to infiltrate the isotope frequencies of your own body, your blood, your organs, your bone, it doesn't matter what, to be able to literally direct weapons into everything all at the same time. Take down demographics of people by dialing into particular frequency sets that are connected to the gene expression of different demographics, for instance. Giving people heart attacks and preventing people from protesting on the streets by making them ill. All this grisly stealth capacity is very real when you understand the true spectrum and nature of 5G. So that in itself should be sufficient for us to all be up in arms and say, absolutely no contract, thank you, not interested, and to decommission those agencies and elements within global governance that are permissioning this kind of nefarious, egregious stealth weapon. Now, again, I need to caveat by saying the average technocrat and bureaucrat and mandarin in an agency or an institution or a ministry aren't aware of this. To their eternal shame, they've never been aware of the true nature of anything, mandarins, politicians, and diplomats. These are not people, by definition or distinction, who think too hard. They are PR people, and they enjoy notoriety in the main. A few amongst their number are driven by noble expression. We don't need to go into that here. But the point is this: our entire social construct and complex has been stupefied, from heads of state all the way down people who dig ditches. Okay, and that's the point. We have been stupefied. Yes. And what we've been stupefied because we have variously, generationally, permissioned the behemoth to erode and steal away all of our God-given natural-born rights.
Absolutely. How do we get them back?
By stopping paying taxes. I've said this 1,000 times. I'll continue to say it. And of course, it's the least comfortable thing I can say. So let me explain what I mean by stop paying taxes. Stop paying personal tax, because one ought not to pay personal income tax, full stop. There is no corporation, government, that has a right to steal your personal monies, revenues, earnings from your own time and motion. None, ever, under pure law, ever. Merchant tax, business tax, commercial tax, that's a different game. Pay your taxes. Pay your merchant taxes. Pay business taxes. I personally believe that's right and proper, and I've got no issue doing that. And I do, and I will. And I even endorse it. If you're going to live in a city or a town or a village, then you ought to. But don't kid yourself that personal income tax pays for schools and roads and infrastructure, because it doesn't. It pays for bombs in Yemen and Sudan. You are murdering mothers and babies. Yep. Okay? Get that and then take a conscience call on it. Step back from that false contract. So stop paying private personal income tax.
I'm not going to say on air if I have done that or not, but I 100% agree with you. And Jim and I have been saying the exact same thing. And not only bombs does it pay for, but all the interest on our fiat money. I mean, it goes to that. It's ridiculous. It's schools not there.
That's right, Angie. It is us engaging the Luciferian compact. It's us saying, yes, I'm agreeing that the behemoth, which is Cronus, which is the crown, which goes back to Corona. So Cronus, which is also Father Time, TikTok, TikTok, time is money. All of that bullshit is brought into play here. When we abnegate or surrender our soul sovereignty, which is our conscience, and we allow ourselves to be harvested as an entity, as an individual, and as a collective, by a corporation, what I call the parent corporation, which variously splinters into corporations masquerading as governments in 200 odd nation states around the world. And those corporation governments and their evil central bankster cartels enforce registrations and tabulations. So we're all registered to the state, to the crown, on bits of paper. And those bits of paper, the things that give us permission to turn to the left or turn to the right. All of this insanity of abnegating the fact that we are living men and women of the living soil, God-given freedoms and rights to move freely upon the surface of the earth unmolested, so long as we cause no harm, loss, or injury to another living soul. Full freedom to affirm and expand and create and be orgasmic in our lives and only engage the elevation of art, beauty, and consciousness and all that is righteous and good and affirmative. This is alignment with our true sovereignty, our Christ consciousness, our divinity. It's what we must do. We're being called to do it, each one of us. And it's time of tribulation for all of those hundreds of millions of Christians out there who've been banging on the good book for decades. Live up to the good book now, for the love of God. Enact, embody, manifest right action and pure truth, highest calling. Step away from the fiction, from the government, from the state, from the crown, and say, no contract. I'm a living soul, a living man, a living woman, the living soil.